Good morning.
I'm Luke Price. I'm a senior at Hanford High School. I'm about to graduate soon and head off to college at University of Washington. I grew up in a Christian home, and I started coming to Westside around seventh grade. I was really drawn in by the Wednesday night mid-high basic program. I mean, we got to play games at Westside Center and then eat dinner, so that was pretty fun. Not to mention the chatting about God with awesome bros. I had never really had a solid youth group before, and I felt very supported in my faith. I was stoked, to say the least. But in high school, I got a little disconnected. I got busy with sports on top of drama, on top of music, on top of schoolwork. I started to attend Sunday school less and less, and I rarely came to FUEL, although I had made a small group a priority. But church started to fall on the back burner. I mean, I did the Godspell mission trip my freshman year, and I really enjoyed it. Preaching God's word through a musical was something I could get into, and taking it around Washington was well within my comfort zone. God could definitely use me in this way. But the next year, the mission trip was to New Jersey. There was no way I was going to New Jersey. It was way too far away. It was way too expensive, yada, yada, yada. Plus, Stu had told us of how much he hated New Jersey when he lived there, so. I could think of a million different excuses not to go, and so I didn't. When next year's Portland trip rolled around, I had similar thoughts. Do I really need to help hobos in Portland? Nah, that's not something I need to do. And so I didn't. That pretty much brings us to today. When I first heard of the trip to Belize, I was thinking, there's spiders and jaguars there, and malaria, right? So I decided, for the third year in a row, I wasn't going to do deputation. Of course, people bugged me to do it. When I saw others who planned on traveling to Belize, they would prod me, "Hey, why aren't you going to Belize?" It was my peers, adult leaders, and of course, good old Stu. God had put a whole community of people there ready to love me and help me further my faith. But I wasn't willing to listen to them, and I wasn't going to Belize. Then one day, I had a change of heart. It might be cheesy to say that it came to me in a dream, but that's really what it was like. It certainly wasn't as dramatic as when Paul was struck blind on the road to Damascus. It was just a feeling that God was telling me what to do. I'm sure that the nudges from others helped me along with this decision, but I knew God wanted me in Belize. I didn't even know where we were going or what we were doing or with whom, but I knew that I was going. Here's a verse I chose that kind of describes how I was feeling. 1 John 2:27. "But you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to tell you what is true, for the Spirit teaches you everything, and he teaches what is true." I really felt like the Holy Spirit was just telling me what I needed to do, and it felt really cool. It felt good to put faith in God. I knew deep down in my heart that it was the right decision, and I would have to put other plans on hold for this to work. So often we can make up earthly excuses to avoid God's call. I'm too busy, or I don't want to. But these things don't matter in the end. What matters is what God wants you to do. What I learned is that God sometimes speaks in such subtle ways, and we need to listen to him. And when you hear him, you just have to obey. As I go off to college, I ask that you pray for me to have insight and clear decision. This is a big step in my life, and I will need God's guidance to help me along the way. Good morning. I'm Luke Price, a graduating senior at Hanford High School, and I'm going to Belize.